Sophie Candler is a trans woman who says that finding steady work has been a challenge.
I walked in the door, they took one look at me, I didn't even say a word, and they said, we're going to go in a different direction.
Chloe Cole Wilson is a local youth advocate who describes herself as a Black queer woman. She says that she's never been fired for her identity. It was more subtle than that.
I opened up and I was like, yeah, you know, I'm a lesbian and I have a girlfriend. And in those moments is where the discrimination was really happening.
What followed, she says, was subtle changes in her responsibilities in the workplace, and not for the better. Corinne Goodwin runs the Eastern Pennsylvania Trans Equity Project.
Progress happens in increments. This is just one step along the path. It's not the final prize.
Last week's ruling will not end all discrimination overnight, but many in the Valley see it as a step forward towards equality in the workplace and in society. Chloe Newbell, WLVR News.